This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Oil and gas prices, while still high, yes, have been trending down the past 6 or 8 weeks. But back in March, as the Russian invasion of Ukraine was starting the spike in energy prices, President Biden spent a lot of time in front of the cameras trying to convince people he was doing what he could to bring prices down. And one of the things he was fond of pointing out was that the oil and gas industry has 9,000 permits to drill that it's not using. In other words, 9,000 chances to increase the supply of oil and gas and thus drive down those prices. Now, to be clear, Biden is not wrong about that number. But using it as evidence that energy companies are sitting on their hands to keep prices high? Well, that needs a little bit more context. So we sent Marketplace's Andy Euler out to Midland, Texas, deep in the heart of oil and gas country in the Permian Basin, to drill down on it for us.
I met up with Patrick Cohorn in downtown Midland just after 8 a.m. on a recent weekday. He's the operations manager at a relatively small energy company called Henry Resources. We hopped in his big red pickup truck and he told me to settle in. After about an hour on a two-lane highway, we parked on a hill just north of the town of Rankin, where Henry's crews are fracking for oil.
So, this is a map of our acreage.
He's pointing to between 6 and 7,000 acres, all told.
This is where we're parked, right here on the edge of this big frack pit.
It's basically a big pond of water that'll be used to help force oil out of the ground.
Everything in yellow is acreage that we own and operate.
Now, this is all private land, which is where 90% of the oil produced in the U.S. comes from, and almost all of the oil in this part of Texas. Those 9,000 drilling permits President Biden mentioned allow companies to drill on federal land.
You know, if the federal government is complaining about, you know, 9,000 leases not having anything done with them, well, that's just a very small fraction of the total amount of leased acreage out there.
Hugh Daigle worked in the oil and gas industry for 5 years. He now teaches petroleum engineering at the University of Texas.
What the administration is doing is they're trying to do what they can with what little leverage they have to try to get oil and gasoline prices down.
Out here in the Midland Basin, a whole slew of ranchers own the rights to the oil underground. And Patrick Cohorn at Henry Resources says his land and legal crew started acquiring mineral leases to tap it in 2016.
It took us all of probably 3 to 4 years to consolidate enough acreage to start drilling to begin with.
But before they could start drilling, they had to negotiate with the folks who own the land, who aren't necessarily the same people who own the mineral rights.
So you get the mineral position leased, then you have to go to the surface owner and negotiate good terms and a good understanding of how you're going to use his surface and make him happy so that you can come out here and start doing all the stuff that we have to do to get to and from our wells.
He says first you have to build the roads to get your crews and equipment out there. Even then, getting oil out of the ground takes time, and wells that have already been drilled need to be maintained. Up until a couple of months ago, this well was producing a good amount of oil. Then an electrical submersible pump, an ESP, got sucked down into the well.
So those guys are tripping in and out to go in and try to latch onto that ESP and pull it out. It's almost like Johnny Cash's Cadillac. We get it one piece at a time.
And it's been a slow process. Subcontractors are so busy, they can only make it out to this well every so often, which means Henry Resources have been standing by with an unproductive well for 2 months. Cohorn says labor is in such short supply in the region that stories like this are common.
Most of the time it's rented equipment. We bring in a vendor. It's their drilling rig, their frack crew. They outfit with their own workforce to make the work happen, and we're just there as oversight.
He says not only is labor in short supply, steel pipe and other equipment is on back order for months, and the sand and water necessary for fracking are hard to come by too. And any company that wanted to start drilling on those 9,000 federal leases would face the same problems. Closer to downtown Midland, Mike Eastman is driving around a frack site to see how things are progressing. He's the CEO of a company called Tall City Exploration 3, and he says right now, even if he could get the upfront cash he needs to drill more wells, it's unlikely he could make it happen.
If you came to me and said, Mike, here's $100 million. We're a company running 2 rigs. Here's some money. Go get a 3rd rig. I can't get the pipe. I can't get the people to do the work.
Eastman says he really doesn't like the way that the Biden administration talks about his industry. like when the president points out that some of his competitors are sitting on 9,000 federal land leases that they haven't drilled yet.
I try to think of what could they do immediately to make a difference, and I think change that rhetoric. That's an easy thing to do.
He knows that changing the tone in Washington won't get him the steel pipe, sand, and laborers he needs for his rigs. But this is a really profitable business, especially with West Texas Intermediate trading at close to $100 a barrel. And the bottom line is, if people like Mike Eastman and Patrick Cohorn could drill more, they would. In Midland, Texas, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.